It's Black History Month, and VPR is highlighting the work of African-American entrepreneurs and business owners across the state. Ken Palm has been a dentist for nearly four decades, working in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and New York State. He's been in Vermont since the mid-1990s, and for 3 years was the dental director for the Vermont Department of Corrections. After working at the DOC, he left to open a private dental practice, which is what he's been doing since 2000. VPR's Liam Elder Connors met Palm at his Colchester office, and he has this report.
In the stairwell on the way to Colchester Dental Group and Aesthetic Center, there's a big sign that says SMILE. It's the kind of sign you'd expect to see at a dentist's office. And as it turns out, it's not just there for show. Dr. Ken Palm smiles a lot.
Liam, I'm sorry I'm talking so much, man. You know, I'm probably the easiest interview you'll ever have, man. All you have to do is say hello and I start talking.
Palm has a habit of ending his sentences with an infectious laugh, and he'll sprinkle your name into the conversation. Palm says as a dentist, it's important for him to connect to his patients.
I ask the basic questions that I need to know. You know, what meds are you taking? Any allergies that you have? Have you ever been hospitalized? But I also ask, Liam, where'd you grow up? You know, and what high school did you attend? Did you play sports there? And I get to find out more information than just what's in their mouths when they open and I say, ah.
Palm has been a dentist for 38 years. He grew up in Florida and got his undergraduate degree from Howard University in Washington, D.C. Initially, Palm studied economics in graduate school at American University.
I figured that I'd probably work as an economist for the federal government since I was in D.C. But I wasn't really thinking that far ahead, Liam.
Palm switched career paths. His uncle, who was a dentist, offered to pay for dental school.
So that was actually how I became a dentist.
Palm went back to Howard University for dental school, and after graduating, bounced around a bit. In the mid-1990s, he moved from Plattsburgh, New York to Vermont, first to work with Kaiser Community Health Plan of Vermont, and then as the dental director for the Vermont Department of Corrections.
I had a lot of ideas about how to make dental care more organized, more systematic, more accessible, but at the same time realistic for incarcerated people.
Palm says after 3 years, he was frustrated by the bureaucracy of state government and wanted to get back to working with patients. So in 2000, he went back to private practice and opened his Colchester office. On the afternoon I visit, Palm gives me a quick tour.
And that's our staff. This is Liam, everybody.
The whole office is shaped like a donut, examining rooms lining the perimeter on one side. Outside, you can see Camel's Hump on a clear day.
Oh, here's the sterilization area. That's Raina, one of our amazing hygienists.
He says all in all, Vermont has been a good place for his family. But Palm says as a black man, he's faced challenges. He doesn't mention any specific instances, but spoke broadly about the bias that's inherent around the country.
It is dangerous for young black men to have interactions with certain police. So those are the challenges that are always a part of us. We think about it. We have to.
Beyond his work, Palm is sort of a Renaissance man. He's got a long list of hobbies, including biking, writing, and wood carving. That latter is what he wants to focus on this summer.
I start to decompress. And then I connect with the ancestors and the heavens. And then I start carving. It's meditative, it's spiritual.
Palm said he was drawn to New England as a kid. Now he's lived in Vermont longer than he's lived anywhere else.
If the, you know, younger version of yourself could see you now, do you think younger you would be surprised that you're a dentist in Vermont?
Hell yeah. I don't think the younger me ever imagined being in Vermont.
And Palm says he doesn't expect he'll leave anytime soon. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.